This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 366 in the series. This year is my conversation with the organizers of the Reverse Trunk or Treat, scheduled for Saturday, October 24, 2020. The conversation was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. In the conversation, I talked with Christine Shanahan, president of the Franklin Lions, and Heather Sansusi. Links to the event page and contact info for businesses to sign up are in the show notes. The conversation runs about 7 minutes. Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, broadcasting on the dial at WFPR-FM anywhere on the internet and 102.9 on the local area dial. Here are Christine Shanahan and Heather Sansusi to talk about a reverse trunk or treat. Ladies, good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So reverse trunk or treat. Trunk or treat? Trick or treat? You're playing on that?
We are. So trunk or treats have been starting to become more and more popular, where cars come, they decorate their trunk, so in some sort of either character or some sort of theme. And then kids traditionally would walk through the parking lot and collect treats out of their trunk.
Okay.
Because of COVID, we wanted to incorporate social distancing. So instead of having everybody walk around, you actually drive through.
The family would be in the car. They can still come dressed or whatever, but they stay in the car.
Correct.
And this is at the high school. So you're going to use kind of the high school parade route, I think?
I'm not familiar with the parade route. I know that we contacted the Franklin Police Department and they wanted us to have everybody enter the parking lot through Panther Way. Coming by the police department. And then we have them kind of going through the one way through the first big parking lot and then directing them to into a second parking lot.
Okay.
And potentially a third, depending on how many trunks we get registered.
Okay. So you'd be kind of going through the front of the school or just in through the parking lots?
Just through the parking lots, starting at the ones by the tennis court and ending by the one by the auditorium.
Okay. Yep. All right. So
and then exiting out that last exit over by in between Horace Mann and the high school.
Exiting out to Oak Street.
Correct. Correct.
So you've got a defined route. So you've got businesses, I guess, that are sponsoring the trunks.
Correct. So we've reached out to local businesses, organizations, groups, and even some individuals that like need community service hours, because we will give community service for it.
Okay.
To bring a car down, decorate the car, the trunk, and whatever theme or character you want, hand out individually packaged treats as cars drive through.
Okay. So they would be at least the one making some minimal contact, but socially distanced, masked, whatever.
Right.
And all this happens on Saturday the 24th?
Yes. So we're those that are sponsoring a car can come in at 3:00. And then our treaters will be driving through starting at 4 p.m.
Right.
From 4 to 6:30. And then we close it down so that way our trunkers can pack up their trunks and head home.
Head home. Yep. Spend the rest of the evening doing what they need to do or recover, however it is. And this is with the Franklin Lions.
Yes.
So and for those who haven't heard, there is a Lions Club. You've been operating for a while.
76 years.
A long time.
Yes. We were established in 1945. So we've been around. We're entering our 76th year.
Congratulations. I've only been here 25.
I don't even think I've been in Franklin that long. So, and then we are going to have at the end of the parade route a VR QR code, as well as we'll be collecting any donations, and any 100% of everything we collect will go to the Franklin Food Pantry.
Ah, a worthy cause. Yeah, I saw your Facebook page. With the ad, the trunk or treat, et cetera, in the show notes, we can include if there's any other contact info, for example, so the businesses who still want to sign up for the trunk. I assume there's some contact info you'd share.
Yes, we do have a registration form that's online. It is on our Facebook page.
Okay.
as well as they can reach out to myself directly through Facebook, through Messenger. We do have an email, franklinmalyons@gmail.com. They can reach out that way.
Okay. franklinmalyons@gmail. That should be a fairly easy one to remember.
Yes. That's why we created it. We wanted something quick and easy. And so we have capacity for over 70 trunks. We have about 15 registered right now. So we're hoping this last push this week will at least get somewhere around
closer to 70. Yeah. And I can redo the post because I think this one was more focused on the people coming through. So we can redo a post targeting for the businesses to let them know to still sign up, etc.
Correct.
Anything else to add?
Oh, we're excited. We're excited to see all the kids and their costumes and all the different creative ideas for the trunks. It's going to be a good time. It's the first time doing it. So we know that there's going to be some kinks along the way, and we're hoping that this becomes a new annual tradition for us.
Yeah. And then maybe in a less COVID world or a COVID free world, probably would have been a better way to say it. When the police department gets back into their Halloween jaunts and the sculpture part gets redecorated, then this would be something to add to that. So entirely along Panther Way, we'd have something to do.
Right. It'd make it like almost like a Halloween festival.
Sure. Cool. Yeah. So to drive along Panther Way to the high school, there'll be guided route through the parking lots. If businesses still want to join, they can contact via the Facebook page. There's a form, franklinmalyons@gmail, also an email address. And for the participants, they stay in the car, they can get decorated or not, but it's free for them to come through and have a good time.
Correct. It's all free. The cost is really on those that are doing the trunks because they have to buy their decorations and buy the treats.
Right. Correct.
But we're hoping with not having the Harvest Festival and a lot of the other activities this summer and fall, that maybe the businesses will want to, give back.
Sure. And then if you do take donations along the way, the donations go to the Franklin Food Pantry, which is a worthy cause as well.
Correct.
Well, thank you for taking some time to do this. And I hope it's a rousing success.
Hope so.
We'll watch the social media. I don't know if I'll be able to drive through, but we'll watch and keep an eye.
All right. Thank you.
Hope to see you there.
Yeah.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.